share just one brief passage of scripture from Luke's gospel. You have already heard this from Matthew's gospel, but let us hear it again. Luke 18, verses 15 through 17. People were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they sternly ordered them not to do it. But Jesus called for them and said, "Let the children come to me, and do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. If you would, please take out your hymnal. Turn to page 35 from the Liturgy for our Baptismal Covenant. Many of the children who stood before us just a moment ago were baptized in this congregation. And at every baptism of a child, and you do understand that a child runs from 1 month to 100 years, but at every baptism in the United Methodist Church, we answer a question. We take a vow ourselves. And so I ask you the question, it is the first question, the second question actually on page 35. Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care? Let us answer. With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with the community of love and forgiveness that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. Amen. We hear Jesus say, "Let the little children come to me." And we consider it sweet, heartwarming, precious. We sometimes forget what a radical statement that was in Jesus' day, to place value, worth upon children. Because that was a society in that day in which children were looked upon at the very lowest rung on the ladder of life, because they didn't have anything to offer, I think was the attitude. They didn't have anything they could produce. They couldn't make any money for the family. And so it's really not that shocking as it sounds to our ears today when the disciples were keeping them away, telling them not to do that, don't bring the children. We're surprised by that, but it made sense in a way. But Jesus, as he so often does, turns the world upside down and offers a different way of life in this world. And he says, "Let the children come to me." Because it is such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. I would remind you, even though it's been almost 2 months now, remember when we talk about the kingdom of God, when Luke says the kingdom of God, he's not talking about heaven. He's talking about life in this world, on this earth. And he's talking about a way of living that is at great odds with the way of the world. Children love and trust. Naturally. Unfortunately, it is our failure as adults to live out that vow we make at baptisms that oftentimes will lead them not to trust and not to love. My challenge to us as a congregation this morning is simply to take seriously the call to love and trust the little children, to welcome them, to not use them as props, to not get lost in, oh, aren't they cute, but to genuinely love and care for them so that they will know, without a doubt, that they are beloved children of God. And they will know that God loves them when they see us loving them. That is our calling. That is our task. May we answer that call each and every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to join now in a prayer of confession. It is a responsive prayer this morning. You created a world of plenty. Yet there are children starving for food, thirsting for clean water. You created a world of peace. Yet there are children in the path of war, innocent lives lost to the violence of weapons and hatred. You created a world with time for rest. Yet there are children in homes and communities so wrought with uncertainty and fear that no rest comes, and sleep carries with it memories of fear. You created a world touched by your compassionate hand. Yet there are children who never hear kindness and never experience unconditional love in ways they can understand. It is our sin, through what we have done and what we have left undone, what we have said and what we have kept silent, that has caused your world to feel less compassionate, less restful, less peaceful, and less bountiful. Forgive us. Place back into the work of reconciling ourselves to our neighbors in this world, so that we may again return to your loving creation. Amen. Hear the good news. We are indeed beloved children of God, a love that is poured out upon a cross in an empty tomb. Let us give thanks to God that we are indeed forgiven. Amen.
I invite you to stand this morning and join us in our closing hymn, number 571. Go make of all disciples. Okay.